Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be recordings from the late 1910s and the early 1920s of Irving Berlin tunes. This is sort of a tribute to the fact that 2017 is the 100th anniversary of the first jazz record. Let's start with a couple of recordings by Art Hickman. I read from Wikipedia. Arthur G. Hickman was born on June 13, 1886 in Oakland, California, and died on January 16, 1930 in San Francisco, California. He was a drummer, pianist, and band leader whose orchestra is sometimes seen as an ancestor of big band music. It fits into what are termed sweet bands, something like that of Paul Whiteman. His orchestra is also credited, perhaps dubiously, with being among the first jazz bands. Jelly Roll Morton disputed this notion, as did Hickman himself. At first, he even disputed that jazz was music at all, alternatively calling it a kind of bubbling water or just noise. Let's get started with the music. First recording I want to play is Nobody Knows. It has an introduction to I've Lost My Heart in Dixieland. It was recorded on November 8, 1919 by the St. Francis Trio, consisting of Bert Rolton and Clyde Dorr on alto sax and Frank Ellis on piano. I will follow that with the Tell Me Little Gypsy. This is the full Art Hickman Orchestra of July 9, 1920. We have Walter Rosner on trumpet, Fred Kaufman trombone, Bert Rolton and Clyde Dorr on alto sax, Steve Douglas violin, Frank Ellis piano, Ben Black and sometimes Victor King on banjo, Bella Spiller brass bass. Art Hickman is the drummer and leader. So here is Art Hickman in 1919 and 1920 playing two tunes composed by Irving Berlin. I don't think there is any need for me to tell you anything about Irving Berlin, is there? Thank you. Let's move to about 1923 with the two recordings. First, Tell All the Folks in Kentucky by the California Ramblers. The California Ramblers, of course, were a very popular and prolific American jazz group that recorded hundreds of songs for many different record labels throughout the 1920s. The band was formed in 1920 by manager and agent Ed Kirkby. The California Ramblers in this edition consist of Frank Cush and Bill Moore on trumpet, Lloyd Olson on trombone, Bobby Davis on clarinet alto sax, Freddie Kuzik tenor sax, Adrian Rulini bass sax, Irving Brodsky piano, Ray Kitchingham banjo, Arthur Hand violin and director, Ed Sutton, Joe LaFaro, and Sid Harris also on violin, and Stan King on drums. I will end with a recording by the Georgians from October 9, 1923, Learn to Do the Strut. The Georgians were a jazz and dance band formed in 1921 and led by trumpeter Frank Guarente. It was one of the earliest bands within a band, being a subset of the Phil Spector of the Paul Spector Orchestra. The full group played in the ballroom of the Hotel Alamac in New York City beginning in 1920. A subgroup performed in the hotel's cocktail lounge or nightclub under the leadership of Guarente. The Georgians consisted of Frank Guarente on trumpet, Archie Jones on trombone, Johnny O'Donnell on clarinet alto sax, Phil Gleason on clarinet, Harold Sailors on clarinet alto sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Russell Depp on banjo, and Chauncey Morehouse on drums. So let's listen then to two tunes composed by Irving Berlin, first played by the California Ramblers, the second by the Georgians. This is 1923.
Thank you.
Let's continue with the two recordings by Benny Kruger in 1921. First, All by Myself from August 21, and then Schoolhouse Blues from December 1921. Benny Kruger was an American jazz saxophonist. He has the distinction of being one of the first jazz saxophonists on record. In 1920, the original Dixieland Jazz Band, following a successful tour of England, cut a number of sides for the Victor Talking Machine Company. One of Victor's managers insisted, against the ODJB members' wishes, that a saxophonist be included on the early recordings. Kruger was chosen by Victor, and he recorded with the ODJB in 1920 and 1921. Following the ODJB recording date, Kruger recorded numerous sides for Brunswick and Vocalion under his own name as well as under several pseudonyms. For the two recordings that I'm going to play, the band consisted of Jaime Farberman and or Benny Bloom on trumpet, Fred Schilling trombone, Benny Kruger clarinet, alto sax, tenor sax, director, Perry Blitzer alto sax, Lester Morris piano, Herman Kaplan violin or Ruby Greenberg violin, Benny Altshuler on cello, Bill Ehrenberg banjo, Dick Cherwin on tuba, Willie Farberman on drums, or perhaps it is Happy Rice on drums. So let's listen then to a couple of tunes composed by Irving Berlin. This is Benny Kruger Orchestra in 1921. Thank you. Let's continue now with two recordings by Ted Lewis and his band. First, I'll play Everybody's Step from October 21st, 1921, and then Home Again Blues from August 17, 1921. The composition of the band is Dave Klein on trumpet, Frank Lotak on trombone, possibly Pincus Glantz on bassoon or sarrusophone, Ted Lewis clarinet, Frank Ross piano, and John Lucas on drums. Ted Lewis was born in Circleville, Ohio on June 6, 1890, and he was one of the first northern musicians to start imitating the New Orleans jazz musicians who came up to New York in the teens. He first recorded in 1917 with Earl Fuller's jazz band, who were making an energetic, if somewhat clumsy, attempt to copy the sound of the city's newest sensation, the original Dixieland jazz band. At the time, Lewis did not seem to be able to do much on the clarinet other than trill. He improved a bit later, forming his style from the influences of the first New Orleans clarinetists to reside in New York, Larry Shields, Alcide Nunez, and Achille Baquet. He died in New York City on August 25th, 1971. So let's listen then to Ted Lewis, 1921. Thank you. Let's move to 1922 first. This is September 28, 1922. Another Irving Berlin tune called Homesick. And here it's the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. Next, from August 30, 1921, I'll have Say It With Music. Let me give you the composition of the bands in these two recordings. For Homesick, we have Henry Boissy and Tommy Gott on trumpet, Sam Lewis trombone, Hale Peewee Byers tenor sax, Ross Gorman alto sax, Donald Clark alto sax baritone, Paul Whiteman, George Tordy violin, Freddie Groffi piano, Mike Pingitori banjo, Jack Barsby brass bass, Harold MacDonald on drums. And Don Reno tells us this is a standard Whiteman sound on this one. Gorman and Clark coax an intriguing Hawaiian guitar effect from their alto saxes. Next, Say It With Music, from August 30, 1921. Henry Boissy and Tommy Gott on trumpet, Sam Lewis trombone, unidentified trombone, Hale Peewee Byers tenor sax, Ross Gorman alto sax, Donald Clark alto sax baritone, Paul Whiteman, George Unger violin, Freddie Groffi piano, Mike Pingitori banjo, Jack Barsby brass bass, Harold MacDonald drums. This is from the Music Box Review. A pleasant rendition of the Berlin tune from the Music Box Review of 1921 with good baritone sax solo accompanied by violins. Whiteman apparently added a second trombonist unidentified for this recording only. So let's listen to Paul Whiteman, 1921 and 1922. I will wind up the program with two recordings by the original Dixieland Jazz Band, the band that recorded the first jazz side, 1917, 100 years ago. First, I'm going to play Home Again Blues, January 28, 1921, Nick LaRocca on cornet, Eddie Edwards on trombone, Larry Shields on clarinet, Benny Kruger alto sax, J. Russell Robinson piano, Tony Sbarbaro on drums. This is in New York. I will follow that with the January 10, 1920 recording of I've Lost My Heart in Dixieland. This is London. And we have Nick LaRocca on cornet, Eddie Edwards on trombone, Larry Shields clarinet, correction, Emile Christian on trombone, Billy Jones on piano. This is my favorite ODJB recording, and I always say that it makes me understand why Big Spiderbeck had such an admiration for Nick LaRocca and ODJB. So here are the original Dixieland Jazz Band musicians, 1920 and 1921. Thank you. I hope you have enjoyed this program of Irving Berlin's tunes, recorded very early in the late 1910s, early 1920s, about 100 years ago, the dawn of jazz. Well, let's get back to Bix now. We have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.